open the eyes, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you.
Come on, open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you. See you high. Power and love, sweet sing, holy, holy, holy. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love, sweet sing, holy, holy, holy.
Open the eyes,
open the eyes of my heart. Won't you open the eyes of my heart? I want to see you. Yes, Lord, I want to see you. Open the eyes, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Yes, Lord, I want to see you. See you high and lifted up. See you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. Sing, sing, holy, holy, holy. See you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love, sweet sing, holy, holy, holy.
Shout it out to God, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Sing it again, holy.
Praise the Lord, and it's good to have you with us this morning, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We're a little over a week away, but what a great season. We've got a lot of things going on in the next couple weeks, so hope you can be part of that. This morning, we finished the book of Psalms, reading through it. We're going to be looking at Proverbs, maybe not every chapter, maybe half a chapter at a time, and we started with chapter 1. We got up to verse 19, and so we'll continue on. And it's really a book of wisdom. If we want to know how to live and how to walk and what to do, the book of Proverbs is really where we want to go. And so there are 31 Proverbs, so if you could read a proverb a day, your week will really, or your month will really be set. So here is looking at wisdom as opposed to walking in our own ways. So we'll pick it up in verse 20. You can look in your Bible or on the overhead. Verse 20. in Proverbs 1. Wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her sayings. How long, O naive ones, will you love simplicity? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention, and you neglected all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will even laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes, like a storm, and your calamity comes on like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come on you. Then they will call on me, and I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they shall not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof, and they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive shall kill them, and the complacency of fools shall destroy them. But he who listens to me shall live securely and shall be at ease from the dread of evil. Father, we thank you that you do tell us, Lord, you tell us the stark and sometimes the painful truth about life and about sometimes the way we do things. And yet you do give us wisdom, and you tell us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So, Lord, I do pray that we would just gain that wisdom, Lord, and not walk in our own ways, our own devices, entrapping ourselves, going down one blind alley after another, then having to back out of that and pay the consequences. But, Lord, I do pray that you just continue to lead us by your wisdom and by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for this morning, Lord, as our time to worship you. I pray that it would be in spirit and in truth. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would fall upon us in a rich way, in a way where we not only just sing the words or say the scripture, but Lord, you just really touch our life in a complete way. Lord, as we give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
You are the one who saves. You are the one. To know. Amen. Let's clap it up for Jesus. What a blessing to know that He came for us to take our sins away. We remember Him in this season of Christmas as we approach it.
Before I spoke a word, You were singing over me. That's right. So good to me, hallelujah. Before I took a breath, You breathed Your life in me, hallelujah, Jesus. You have been so, so kind to me.
Every voice cried out to God. God family. Come on.
Oh,
God bless you. Shine the light of Jesus this week.